Yemeni political parties have declared their support for the Ansarullah movement, which continues resisting the ongoing Saudi invasion of the country. While the deadly Saudi campaign has entered its fifth month, the parties have given the go-ahead to the Ansarullah leader to respond to the aggression. Press TV's Mohammed Al-Attab has the details now from Sana'a.
As Saudi Arabia continues to violate its self-declared ceasefire, 16 Yemeni political parties have authorized the Ansarullah movement leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi to go ahead with implementing the people's strategic options against the invasion and Saudi Arabia's mercenaries in the country.
We have authorized Sayyid Abdul Malik al-Houthi, the Ansarullah leader, to go on with the latest declared strategic options. We are supporting such steps, particularly the steps for the formation of people's legislative bodies and uniting the Yemenis to launch retaliatory operations against the aggressors.
Such declaration has been met with growing support among Yemenis, who say it has become inevitable after all diplomatic possibilities to stop Saudi war in Yemen have been exhausted.
We support any effort that would go ahead with uniting Yemeni people on the face of this barbaric U.S.-Saudi war, which has brutally killed Yemeni civilians before the international community, who are still keeping their silence towards such atrocities.
Last Friday, Yemenis gathered near the famous Gate of Yemen in support of these strategic options. By these words, the Yemeni people authorized the leader of the Ansarullah movement to deal with the Saudi invasion of their country, which has claimed the lives of almost 4,900 Yemenis, mostly civilians.
Saudi Arabia continues violating its self-declared ceasefire and foils all peaceful efforts to put an end to the four-month-long aggression. In this context, Yemenis, who are facing unprecedented humanitarian crisis and a genocidal war, say Riyadh has left them with no other option but to resist the aggressor at all costs. Mohammed Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.
To discuss that further, I'm joined by Ty Berry, who is with Code Pink, and he's joining us now on the line from Washington. Ty, as always, thanks very much for joining us. I'm wondering where you're sitting in the United States. Why is there this silence when it comes to the humanitarian catastrophe taking place in Yemen?
Well, we see an appeasement going on of both Saudi Arabia and Israel. They seem to be friendly in this situation. The appeasement comes as the United States is trying to get through a peaceful negotiation that's taken place between Iran and the United States over the nuclear program that Iran is undertaking legally. And these appeasements come in the form of releasing a spy and known nuclear a person who gave nuclear information to Israel to form its nuclear bombs, and the mass murder that's taking place in Yemen by the overwhelming military of Saudi Arabia.
So then, Ty, going forward, how are you looking at things and how are you seeing things developing? In the sense, do you think that there will be some point where the humanitarian crisis will get so bad that the world will have to wake up?
Well, we should hope so. We try every day here. We protest at the Saudi embassy. We try and inform our representatives in Congress. But as we note, it seems that the UN itself seems to be incapable of getting involved and stopping this onslaught by an overwhelmingly powerful military such as Saudi Arabia, with the backing of the most powerful military in the world, the United States, using its logistics, selling arms to the Saudis, which is an illegal act in the United States to sell these arms to Saudi Arabia to murder people in Yemen. But no one seems to care. But we will keep up the fight every day to inform the American public that Yemenis are trying to organize their own country without a dictator such as Hadi Saleh that came for him. It's time for Yemen to have its own government, and the national coalition that's taken place is the real coalition in Yemen.
Okay, Ty, thanks very much for that. That was Ty Berry, who was speaking to us live on the line from Washington.